Welcome back to Homer and Tony, your cousin sub of the day, Dario Melendez from WISN 12. I mentioned this yesterday. We didn't get to it, so I wanted to get to it today before the show wrapped up. Full-on Baraboo moment by Gilbert Arenas, clown show. What happened?
You gotta turn your mic on to talk, Tony.
Gotta turn the mic on.
He's trying to troll me over his. He's trying to troll me, saying that he's gonna be done when they
want to
be.
Wait till the last minute, Dario, to get your thing in here.
Do you know what he was on? What the show was that he was on? Gilbert Arenas,
the No Chill Podcast.
Yeah. So Gilbert Arenas on the No Chill Podcast, throwing a lot of shade at Giannis. I don't know who wants to hear from Gilbert Arenas anymore.
Who does the No Chill Podcast? Whose podcast is that?
I have no
idea.
Sounds
familiar, but I forget.
But apparently,
is it like Steven Jackson and those guys.
It's Arenas' own podcast, the No Chill Podcast.
Oh, it's his
with
own
Gilbert
podcast.
Arenas. Yep.
Oh, then who was he on with? Who's on with someone?
It's probably his co-host. I think it's like Josiah Johnson, I think it is.
All right. So here's what he had to say. And I don't think he mentioned Giannis, but everybody knows he was speaking about Giannis in it. Listen up.
They try to shorten this gap like it's this, like, oh, he's the best player in the league. Not even close. Just stop. Just stop. Like, stop. This gap is so big, but you're trying to always replace the next person by putting it back. Like, his work, I can look at his game and say, he doesn't understand basketball yet. He plays the sport. He won a championship. Cool. He doesn't really understand how to be great. How to be better, how to train his body. Like, you know, I'm looking at the stats. Oh, playing 32 minutes, 34 minutes, 30. I'm sorry, but to be here, you have to train your body to at least 38 minutes and above. Mm. Like LeBron played 37 minutes at 37. Iverson was playing 43 minutes. Like, you, there's a real, like,
I mean, you're the former professional NBA basketball player. I want to know what your take is.
I don't even know what he's talking about. He's very confusing.
He's saying that Giannis is
He doesn't understand how to be great.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
He's out of his mind.
You have to train your body to be able to play 38 minutes. First off, he's not the one dictating the minutes. It's Coach Butt. If you want to play 38 minutes, Giannis could play 38 minutes. He played, 40 minutes against Serbia the other day and had 50-something points? Didn't he have, 62 points against Bulgaria, going, 10 for 10 from the three-point line?
I don't even know what Giannis is talking about.
It's
off his rocker.
It was weird.
Take.
I think his point was, we're always looking to find the next best, the next greatest. And because Giannis, I guess, is in that mold right now, he's saying that we're trying to crown him too early. That he isn't even close, that the gap between him and the actual greatest players, which I would think would be Wilt, Magic, Kobe, Jordan, I mean, is astronomical.
Well, why'd he say that then?
Because he's a dodo?
Why is he talking about, oh, you got to train, you play on, look at your stats, and then he says you don't understand the game?
And then, you don't understand basketball.
He
plays basketball, but he doesn't understand basketball?
I don't know.
I think what he's trying
about.
To say is that Giannis, because of his size, he can skip a few steps in terms of his development and stuff like that and just go to that next upper echelon because he doesn't need to become more of an all-around great basketball
player. Did anybody say that about Shaq?
No, because Shaq uses power. That's why he was Shaq Diesel.
But Giannis uses power, too.
He does.
Just in a different way, right? He's downhill where Shaq was back to the basket and just freak athleticism as well.
It's like getting the right answer without having to study the problem, basically.
But how, though? I'm totally baffled by what we're talking about.
I mean, it's just...
He sounds like he doesn't understand basketball.
Almost sounds like, kind of like what you said, Chris.
Are you mad because they're crowning him or giving him some kind of status?
I think they're mad because it seems like it comes easy to Giannis, and I don't see all the work that Giannis puts in.
Right.
But were you still at Bally when Giannis got drafted?
Fox, yes. It was Fox.
Fox
then,
Sports,
yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got to see him in the gym. I've gotten to see him in the practice. I mean, dude puts in work.
Just see pictures of him, too. He's a lot more imposing now than when he was when he first came in.
His body totally changed.
For sure.
He had zero muscles when he came in. He was just skin and bones.
Yeah.
Now he's all yoked up. I mean, Gilbert, he's really, he's thrown me. Because I don't even understand, like, typically someone's talking basketball stuff. Okay, I guess I see what you're saying. You can break down this, break down this. I mean, there's obviously part of Giannis's game. The dilemma with Giannis, in my opinion right now, is he is so good. But obviously the natural thing to do is fill out the holes in your game, right? So obviously he's not the greatest of free throw shooters. He's not the greatest of jump shooters, right? That's really what, okay, those are the two knocks that you can have on Giannis, right? So what does he do? He's trying to work out, trying to fill those gaps out, right? He's working on his free throws, working on his shot in general.
And you saw it a lot last year, right? Like, correct. His free throw shooting went through the roof after the first month of
and
the season.
He's starting to take more jump shots. But again, that's also his downfall because he's so dominant at getting at the rim, right? Like, why would I go away from the thing I'm told? Like, you can't stop me from doing this. Why would I stop doing it myself? I'm not going to. I'm going to continue to do that.
I think the wall got in his head a little bit.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
That whole narrative around, oh, you just build a wall, Giannis, then you can't do anything. That's why you have teammates.
Yeah, exactly. And look, I mean, I think the Bucks have done a good job of putting teammates around him that will hit shots, but we saw it in that Boston series. Middleton goes down. You start kicking it to the other teammates, and I talked to Pat a couple times since the season ended. Everyone went cold at the wrong time.
Correct.
And Pat goes cold. Grayson goes cold.
But that's the Bucks mold, though.
Yeah.
They don't have another guy who gets downhill. They only got one, and it's Giannis.
Yeah.
Everybody else is going to, like you say, stand around and shoot the ball and work around Giannis. Because the narratives get out that, hey, you get a stud and you just put shooters around him. That's how you do it. That's not how you do it. You got to have other guys. Look at Toronto comes in. They got Kawhi Leonard. He's an all-around player. But they also had Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
He's another all-around player. So the guys kind of do the same thing. You don't have one guy. You don't have another Giannis. Who else is getting downhill on the Bucks roster?
Yeah, no one. I mean, Drew can get there, but he chooses not to.
Like, he doesn't do it. And he's not as dominant. He can't do it at will. I mean, you just need someone. If Giannis is out, get somebody who just gets to the rim.
One thing I'd love to see Giannis work on, I know he probably is, and I just haven't seen a lot of it, is a post game. Because you just don't see a lot of a post game
because
from
they
him,
don't,
right?
I mean, and again,
they don't get him.
They don't post him up.
Yeah, exactly.
They run pick and roll handoffs and get him at the elbow and let him try to go ISO from there.
Yeah.
They don't send him on the block. I mean, it's just what it is.
Yeah, I'd like to see him on the block, though. Right. It would be nice
if he'd go on the block. I want to see him do something in the paint. Forget all the jump shooting.
Yep.
But for as far as Gilbert Arenas, dude. Quit smoking that yayo.
He's Tony. I'm Dario. Homer back in tomorrow. I'll see you back here next Friday, September 9th, getting you set for the Packers' first game. Until then, have a great week, and may the sports be with you.